It's weird how a sound associated with surfing in California had its roots in the Middle East and Mediterranean. We're thinking about this as tributes are coming in from around the globe, fans remembering the king of surf guitar, Dick Dale. To understand the connection between the surf sound and Middle Eastern music, it helps to remember Dick Dale's younger years. He was born Richard Anthony Mansour right here in Boston. His mom was Polish, his dad Lebanese. So Richard had this wide worldview, but it was his father's side of the family that would really impact what Richard Mansour would go on to do musically. Stephen Cuevas is a reporter in Southern California and met and interviewed Dick Dale several times. What did Dick Dale tell you, Stephen, about his upbringing and musical background?
He spoke about those days, Marco, very fondly, and he came from a pretty musical family. Mainly it was an uncle of Dick's that really introduced him to instruments like the oud and the tarabaki, a percussion instrument. And I think it was a grandmother or an aunt that introduced him to the piano. The piano was really his first love, as well as the drums. That very percussive kind of sound, you can hear it in his guitar playing throughout his career.
Well, it's interesting. So piano, which is very much a Western instrument hitting all those notes on the chromatic scale, and then the oud, which is a kind of a Middle Eastern lute, which kind of captures those little microtones that you hear in Arabic music. We actually have a really early recording of Misirlou, the song that he made famous. This one, though, is from 1927. I guess you can kind of hear some of those nuanced notes in there that Dick Dale would pick up on later. You told this story, Stephen, back in 2010, of how Dick Dale turned this song, Misirlou, around, making it his signature surf tune.
It's played slowly. And I said, oh, no, that's too slow. And I thought of Gene Krupa's staccato drumming, where he went, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one. So you go, then you go, so I went and put Misirlou to that rhythm. And I went, like that.
Well, there you go, Marco. I mean, like, Dick could, you know, really kind of set it best. You have to keep in mind that when he recorded that song, he had started playing it in this gigantic ballroom in Balboa here in Southern California, down on the beach for all these surfers. We're talking 5,000-6,000 people. And he was going for a really big sound that the kids could really feel. And he talks about how, yeah, when he started playing that song, man, the people would just like levitate. So he might play Misirlou like two or three times at his show. And the kids just went crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Dick Dale just heard a riff, it seemed, and went with it. Thanks to Pulp Fiction, Misirlou is now the stuff of legend, even if you don't know the backstory, as you've told
it.
What is a Dick Dale deep cut that you like that is not Misirlou? Like, where else do his talent shine?
Well, I would like to throw to something from the same year as Pulp Fiction. It's from his 1994 album, Tribal Thunder, and it's the first track. It's called Nitro. And it's kind of a cousin to Misirlou, like really propulsive, really percussive. It's Dick kind of looking back on that sound, but also pushing it forward and making it this whole other new kind of beast. I see Nitro as like the Misirlou of the latter half of his career after it was largely relaunched after the success of Pulp Fiction.
Well, here's a little Nitro. That's freelance journalist Stephen Cuevas joining us from station KPCC in California. Hats off to Dick Dale today, and thank you, Stephen, for your time.
Oh, Marco, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Music from the late Dick Dale.